Some of you will know that it's Father's Day today. Now, I would imagine that a lot of us think that Father's Day was invented by the manufacturers of greeting cards in order to make themselves more profit. But that isn't true. Father's Day originated in the state of Washington, in the United States of America, in a church in the state of Washington. Now, we're not too sure why the third Sunday in June became Father's Day, but the most probable explanation goes back to a father who showed great love and care for six children, which he brought up by himself. Now, that man was called William Jackson Smart. He was an American Civil War veteran, and he lived on a farm in the state of Washington. Now, his wife died giving birth to their sixth child. And one of their children became Mrs. Sonora Dodd. And in 1909, when she was listening to a sermon by her minister on Mother's Day, it made her think about all the unselfish love that her father had given to her and to her brothers and sisters. And so after the service, she spoke to a minister and also to her friends and suggested, why not have a Father's Day to recognize the dedicated love of fathers to their children? And she suggested the 5th of June, which was the anniversary of her own father's death. Now, the minister said that was too early and he didn't have sufficient time to prepare for such a service. And so they agreed to have the Father's Day service 2 weeks later on the 19th of June. And that became an annual event in that church in Spokane in Washington. And soon, churches throughout the state began to recognize that third Sunday in June as Father's Day. Then it spread through the United States of America, and it gradually spread through the rest of the world. And today, the United States of America recognizes the 19th of June as a national holiday. And so that's one story about the origins of Father's Day. Now, some of you may have noticed that we've got some photographs at the front of the church, and on the top row are photographs of sons or daughters, and on the bottom row are photographs of fathers. And what I'd like you to do, particularly the children and the young people, is to come out and to match up the correct father and son or daughter. And so a number will go with a letter. And I've got pieces of paper and pens at the front, and so you can put down your answers. So what I want you to do is come out to the front and to match up what you think is the father of the particular son or daughter. There's no need to touch the photos, just look at them, because some of those photos may be very precious to people, so please don't touch them. Right, please do come out, all of you who want to participate in this. And there's some paper and pens here at the front if you need them. Yes, adults are allowed to participate. Pens and papers there on the front. Hopefully, you may see some sort of resemblance between the sons and daughters and the fathers, and so be able to guess which number goes with which letter, which photos match up. And please do write down your answers, and we'll see how many you get correct. You should be able to recognise all the sons and daughters. Because every one of them is in church this morning. What we're looking for is a resemblance between father and child, or child and father. Goes with which. Just one or two more minutes for you to make up your mind. Who is the son and daughter of whom? It seems there's quite a lot of conferring going on. Perhaps I should say at this point is my gratitude to the folk who supplied photos of themselves and their father. I certainly hope you've all been able to recognise the sons and daughters. As I say, they're all present this morning. Right, ladies and gentlemen, you've got one more minute. Well, let's see how well you did. Let's go through them. Number one, and I'm sure you realise number one was a younger version of me, quite a lot of years ago. So, who did you think went with number one? Leah. E. No, I'm not with E, no. Danny. With A? Oh no, I'm not with A either. Any other ideas? You're stumped on the first. Oh dear, what will happen when I next see my father? D, correct, yes, one goes with D, right. Now, number two, that's Sylvia. Who do you think Sylvia goes with? Leah, with A. No, I'm afraid not. No, Sylvia doesn't go with A. No. Correct. Two goes with E. Yes. Sylvia's father was a minister, the Reverend George Coombs. Yeah. Number three. Who do you think goes number three? That's Ron, by the way, Ron Smith. Now, which photo do you think goes with three? Philip? B, correct, yes. Ah, you were guessed immediately, Ron. Yes. Number four. And number four, of course, is Stephen. A, correct, yes. Number four goes with A. So number five must be with Leah. C, yes. Thank you very much. And five, of course, is Pamela. Well, you got some of them, but not all. That's interesting. But we do sometimes say, don't we, that a child looks like their parent or their father. And I've got similarities to my mother. My mother has fair hair and blue eyes. I've got fair hair and blue eyes. But my mum's 4'10" and I'm about 6 foot, so it doesn't always go. But I've also been told that my attitudes and values are very similar to those of my father. Now, in our reading from the Old Testament, from the book of Genesis, we are told that God made men and women in his image and after his likeness. And so the purpose of human beings is to reflect God's likeness here on earth. And by that, I don't mean to reflect the physical or bodily likeness of God, but rather to reflect the spiritual and moral likeness of God. And most importantly, of course, God is love. And so we should, in turn, love God, love other people, and love God's creation. In our lives, we are called to reflect God's likeness. Thank you very much for your help.